Hi, everybody. Dave Rabbit here with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. When I get ready to relax after doing a long show, I enjoy going to our sister site, BelowTopSecret.com. They have some great forums there, some of which include rants, jokes, puns, and pranks, which is one of my favorites, faith and spirituality, relationships, travel and vacations. They even have a freshman forum for you newbies and rookies. I especially enjoy the music, television, fantasy, and science fiction forums, as well as comics, music, member art, and of course video games. But my absolute all-time favorite is cool websites. And I want to tell you why. As everyone knows, I do not read. On cool websites, the membership at BelowTopSecret.com has done the work for me. They've researched the World Wide Web and found very interesting sites. All I gotta do, go into the forum, click, and I am at an interesting and very cool website. So when you get through listening to that last ATS Mix show, come join me at BelowTopSecret.com, part of the Above Network LLC. Remember, deny boredom, BelowTopSecret.com.
Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
And it is the ATS Mix show with Johnny Anonymous and...
Dave Rabbit.
And how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, you know, looking forward to another Skeptic Overlord show. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, in fact, before you do your magic fingers there, I'd like to play a little something for you that I was sent here by... one of our members at AboveTopSecret.com by the name of Lombozo. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, take a listen to this.
All right.
So I was sitting here and I was doing some thinking. So I says to myself, self, who is the greatest man ever? Clark Kent? Nah. He hid behind those silly glasses that tricked everyone and stuff. The president of the mightiest nation ever? George W. Bush? Oops. Sorry. Come on, brain, do your thing. Hold on, I think I got it. Brain, you're doing a great job once again. It's a simple man named Joe. A man who always did the right thing. As I was growing up, I spent a lot of time with him. He would tell me stories for hours on end. We would spend an hour having an adventure opening a walnut. I know that sounds silly, but he really did make it an adventure. We would spend an afternoon making common items make noises. He could make just about anything make a musical noise. A piece of paper, a leaf, he'd put them between his thumbs, blow through it, and they'd suddenly become whistles. A rubber band became a guitar. A milk carton became a drum. A piece of wax paper along with a comb became a harmonica. His clothes were always clean, his shoes were always shined. I can't remember seeing him without his crooked smile. I say crooked as the left side of his face was paralyzed due to sunstroke he suffered as a young man. I remember as a kid he'd rake up leaves for hours so I could jump in them. Then he'd rake them again. I'd jump in them, and he'd rake them again. It wasn't until I was much older that I realized the agony he was in when he would hold his back and take a half a minute to stand upright. But he never complained about it and would rake until I had enough. He knew what it was to be hungry. He knew what it was to be scared and alone, and he made damn sure that I never did. My version of being hungry? Damn! Is it lunchtime yet? My version of being alone is, where the heck are my wife and son? They've been gone for an hour. Where's my cell phone? Coming from nothing, he made himself a success. He would come home from work after a 15-hour day, throw me around and wrestle until I was tuckered out. I remember... At the time of my youth, there was no cable TV. Yeah, I'm kind of old. We had approximately 4 stations on regular TV and another 3 or 4 on what was a fancy new thing called UHF. It didn't matter what I wanted to watch. He would act like it was his favorite TV show while we sat together. and he held his arm around me. He taught me what it was to be a gentleman. You always open a door for a lady. You look into a person's eyes when you speak. You call a lady miss until she asks you to address her in another manner. You never wear a hat indoors. He also taught me to stand my ground for what I believed in. He showed me that helping and protecting those who need the help is the right thing to do. When I was in the hospital, he was the first one to be there and the last one to leave. When I was unsure what was happening with my adolescent genitalia, he was the one that made it make sense. I still don't really understand the judgments and thinking and stuff when down there is involved. He literally made me a fishing pole from a bamboo pole and a piece of string. I don't think we ever caught one fish. But I'll tell you what, sitting with him and talking was priceless. He would always wear a hat, unless he was indoors, of course. When we were fishing, he would wear a straw hat. I had a matching one. He took great pride in being an American. He was a long-standing member of civil defense. He voted. He flew his flag proudly and would never let her fly in inclement weather or after sundown. He stood with the hand on heart for the Star-Spangled Banner. I saw him get a little teary-eyed when I watched Old Yeller with him. Yep, no doubt. Joe, Pop-Pop, I miss you so much. And you're the greatest man I've ever known. I love you.
Wow.
Does that tug at your heartstrings or what?
Man, I don't know how he got through that.
Yeah. It was very good. And and so thanks, Jeff, for sending that in to us. And now if your fingers are got enough quarters in the machine, why don't you see if you can dial us up the skeptic?
All right, let's see if we can get the Overlord on the phone.
And now it's time for a different view. This is the Skeptic Overview.
Well, it's time again for another Skeptic Overview show with the CEO of the Above Network LLC.
Yay!
Bill Irvin. We've got a full show. I mean, I cannot believe. But before we get into it, I got to tell you something. I put up, because of the conversations we were having with our PR firm out of New York City, that there was a possibility that we could get some of the front runners on the presidential political race. So I put up a thread, and just to see, you know, who would salute it and whatever. And I was blown away by the amount of people that have come to the site to post their questions in the event that the PR firm pulls it off and we get these interviews. Now, this is what I have figured out based upon the 200 plus people that have posted on the site. 8% of those people that came to the site at AboveTopSecret.com had questions for John McCain. 27.7% had questions for Barack Obama. 29.3%, just a little bit ahead, had questions for Hillary Clinton. There was one person that had 34.8% of questions posed, and he's not even a political candidate. And it is our very own CEO, Skeptic Overlord. You swept the ticket, my friend.
Well, you forgot to mention the 3,789 complaints we had that you didn't put up questions for Ron Paul.
I know. I knew there was going to be that. But, you know, hey, I'm going to be realistic. He doesn't have a chairman's chance in hell. I'm sorry, you know. And besides, it would be the kiss of death. We get Dennis Kucinich on the next week. He drops out. I at least want to leave Paul in the mix. You know, he still has a chance unless he does a show with Johnny.
There you go.
We got a full show. We need to rock here because there's just a lot of stuff that we're going to cover and plus some new things that we're going to have a lot of fun with and that the membership is really hot to trot on. All right, Bill, so let's get to your threads.
Yeah, I'm just going to move really quickly through a collection of threads that rose to the surface this week, three related threads that cover the same or similar story from different angles. And the first of the three by Mike Boy US, who I might add is a longtime ATS member, joined way back in 2004. His news thread is titled Bad to Worse, Fifth Undersea Cable Cut in the Middle East. And another thread, also in the news forum, talk of imminent war against Iran amid an attack of coincidences. And this also gets into a lot of news from alternative sources discussing the cut cable. And then very much related to these internet cables being cut is another news story that came out this week. All these coincidences.
Right.
The Pentagon, and the thread is from Dimensional Detective, and the title is Pentagon. The internet needs to be dealt with as if it were an enemy weapons system. There were actually many more threads about this particular topic, and to condense it down into the fast-forward version for the purposes of our show, what we're seeing is what looked like the precursor to some type of intense military action in the Middle East based on this Pentagon release about the internet. That internet was cut. It's being treated as an enemy weapon system and a communication system, and boom, there go the troops for an Iran invasion.
Right.
And there were a lot of people, not just AboveTopSecret.com people, mind you. There were a lot of analysts in the mainstream media actually coming out and saying, this is how it looks. It looks like it's a precursor to an Iran invasion. So that definitely caused a lot of activity on the forums this past week. Another one, which was an interesting thread that evolved to quite a fascinating discussion, and you know some of the typical responses we don't necessarily like to see, but it contributed to the discussion from member Ashley D. Again, another news story that came out this week. Muslims protest Wikipedia images of Muhammad. And what happened was about 100,000 Muslims worldwide signed a web-based petition trying to pressure Wikipedia to remove some artwork from its page about Muhammad, and that artwork depicts Muhammad. Now, in their religion, you know, there are no depictions of Muhammad allowed. The unusual thing about all of the images, except for one, I believe, where they actually posted a link to the cartoons, but they weren't the images themselves. Right. These were done by Muslim artists over the years, a lot of them from the 14th and 15th century. So that also, as you can imagine, sparked quite the debate back and forth about essentially focusing along the lines that the Islamic faith needs to sort of get with the 20th century or 21st century, I should say, and realize that, you know, there's a lot of differing opinions out in the world, and there needs to be some tolerance for the ability for these other people not of their faith to have certain opinions. A lot of other religions have evolved to that phase. And they seem to be holding back, as I guess it were.
Wow.
And then finally, another thread, which really got incredibly alarmist at times, a story that began on Prison Planet. It's now on our Skunk Works forum.
Right.
And, the member's name who started this thread.
Good luck.
Man Bear Pig. That's okay. But anyway, it's a great thread and sort of lends credence to years, if not decades, worth of conspiracy speculation. And the title of the thread is U.S. Troops Asked If They Would Shoot American Citizens. And the story revolves around a number of soldiers coming back from training in the Middle East who are indicating they believe part of their training was preparing them for potential martial law in the U.S., and that involved the possibility of them having to raise arms up against friends and countrymen.
Right.
And actually, I believe in the thread, I didn't have a chance to read the entire thing because it's now up to almost 10 pages. But there also appear to be some first-person responses in this thread that corroborate that point of view as well.
Right.
And that's typical, though, for a lot of these current events and news discussions that happen on ATS is somebody finds a snippet from someplace else, and then invariably we have people chiming in that have direct first-person experience that either lends credence to the story or refutes the story, which is great as how these discussions evolve.
Wow.
I thought the whole thread had almost a entertainment side to it. It could have easily, it could have easily been almost a transcript for a Hollywood movie.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that Bill, if you hand it to me, I'm going to run with this. So you have been warned.
I'll go get popcorn for everybody.
I have never seen so much potential from just one thread that involved so many current and past global events, from actions of the National Guard at Kent State to the 9/11 event, World War II, Iraq and Blackwater to the desensitizing exercises of the arrest of the citizens by the paramilitary. Brainwashing soldiers to fire upon innocent citizens? You bet. FEMA converting dilapidated bases into planned concentration camps? Sure, we got that too. All with the underlying theme that would make this a very good movie that we could probably call something like The New Civil War, Brother Against Brother. This movie would have everything. We have the disinfo agents working overtime to influence people at the internet forums. We have the servicemen being brainwashed to shoot and detain civilians. We have roundups with the securing of one's personal weapons. Illegal Mexican gardeners in Florida exchanging their weed whackers with machine guns. Soldiers returning back from Iraq, killing family members and anyone else that doesn't have the mental attitude to obey the rules and orders. Digging deeper, we'd see that this plan also includes the president that has been slowly eroding away the Constitution of the United States to being able to implement these illegal acts and gain more power for an insidious group that works behind the scenes, orchestrating it all, known as the Bilderbergers. Yes, this movie would be brought to you by those two well-known conspiracy directors of mayhem, Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones, and it would be rated R because of strong language and graphic violence. It starts Tuesday in an underground basement somewhere.
Actually, I would like to add that this story begins Wednesday evening for the season premiere of Jericho at 10 p.m. on CBS.
I love Jericho.
And we'd
Jericho.
Like to thank everybody for listening in to the Johnny Anonymous show. I love the rant. That was very interesting. Okay, moving on from rant to reality, we're starting a new segment that is entitled Ask Skeptic Overlord. And when I first conceived of putting it up, I could hear Bill twitching in the background because I didn't say, hey, Bill, what do you think about this idea? I just threw it up to see who would salute it. In Joys 05, which is a longtime member and really has been a contributor of a lot of things, says, with all the crap and complaints and stuff I'd imagine you have to deal with, do you ever wake up and go, damn, have to do this ATS stuff again and not feel like doing it anymore? Or is it always all right ATS, Bill?
Well, the only time I really feel that way is 3:30 on Sundays.
P.M. or A.M.? Oh, it's our show.
You're not catching that?
Oh, over Dave's head. Nice one.
Z-Man asked this. Did you ever think that this site would increase in the size that it is now?
I had hopes, but I never thought it would progress to the volume that we have now. Certainly, with all the work we put into it, I had hoped we would get to the point where it's now 1.25 million unique visitors a month, but I just never imagined that it would actually work out that way. So and here we go. We're keep going.
All right, Tom Goose. Lately, I have noticed ATS go from a static forum, which to me means that all the issues have been raised and nothing more left to do than argue back and forth about it, to go media-geared sites with a forum attached. Does ATS have plans, Bill, to get behind some of the issues that have been raised here? In other words, will it always be a bipartisan position here?
We're not quite bipartisan. We're neutral. We don't take any stance. And really, that's how we always intend things to be, is to let our members work it out and have their platform to discuss whatever they like.
All right. Here's a question from one of our moderators, Dr. Love. I love this. I'd ask the big guy if his old lady has set down any ground rules about the house, about no talking about server capacity or partitions at the dinner table. So has your wife laid down any rules that you can't talk about the ATS site on, when you get back to the dinner table?
Generally, no. I usually try to keep that life on the personal side and life on the ATS side separated. Sometimes it interjects, when there's really something crazy going on and I fill her in. But generally, there's no need to do that.
All right. The Libra, another forum moderator. It's a pretty interesting question. Will ATS be opening its doors to video podcasting anytime soon? And if so, when will that be?
Possibly. We've thought about it and looked at a couple systems that could help us do that, but we have no current plans to transition to a user-generated video system where our video efforts are currently focused on professional-level documentary titles like the ones that you're seeing already.
All right, I'm going to condense this one. I think it's Ahab Star. He wants to know, basically, is there a possibility of a creation of an ATS television channel with complete 24/7 or repeated 24/7 programming content if the financial backing were there in the future?
Yeah, we've actually had a few discussions with people in the television industry about this, and it could be a possibility. There's a few things we're working on, and the success of which would make that possibility much more likely. So it's certainly in the mixture of things that we think about.
All right, from the Netherlands, our old friend Space Visitor, who's a heavy contributor at the AboveTopSecret.com, he says, have you ever had in the back of your mind had the feeling or impression that ATS is in any way being monitored or used by some intelligence agency in the name of national security?
Well, we know from Agent X that we certainly are.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of traffic from all the various agencies. And we do know that there are members from some of those agencies who actually post just based on the traffic information. Whether they're posting disinformation or not, to stay editorially neutral,
right?
I can't be certain. We can certainly think that or hope that their involvement is altruistic, but you never know.
Yeah. All right, from our friends over in the United Kingdom, Dagar, what would be Skeptic Overlord's view on putting ATS at the center of a worldwide UFO database association, a suggested I made in the threads in Skunkworks? I'd be really interested to know his thoughts on this.
Well, this is the first time we can discuss this, so why not now? We are in the process of creating an open source UFO sighting system that would allow anybody to enter their experience and have that in an XML feed to any accredited UFO investigators or researchers in the world. And it could also feed the database that he's talking about. And we have a URL registered, and we have technology being worked on, and it very well could be, hopefully at some point, the go-to point to report your UFO sightings.
Yay!
All right, X-Trillion. I'm going to condense his also. It says, basically, he wants to know, apart from the normal methods of advertising, how do you propose to bring more people to ATS, Bill?
Well, I think we've brought, except for a Super Bowl commercial, I suppose, I think we've brought as many people as we can bring right. through typical advertising. So what we're doing now is we're just getting into other media. For example, we're working hard at turning ATS Mix into a daily broadcast radio show.
Right.
The book will be out soon. We're starting to plan on live events and local user groups and things like this. And that's really where our efforts are focusing now, is almost creating various ways to repackage what's on ATS in sort of a Reader's Digest version for people in consume by other media than just online.
All right, Eden wants to know, what's your opinion on time travel and the U.S. having a lunar base?
I tend not to think that time travel is possible, not so much that I don't think it's possible to travel in time, but that it's possible to also travel in time and space at the same time. If you imagine that we were going to travel to Earth 1 hour from now, Earth is in a different position in the universe 1 hour from now than it is right now. So we also have to travel in space as well as in time to get to where we want to be. So that's the problem, I think, there. And I think, don't we already have a lunar base? That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think so. Well, boy, talk about a segue. Okay, one last one, and then we're going to get to one that everybody's chomping at the bits to hear about. And I'm getting better on these member names, because now I figured out what this one is. It's to believe or not. Anyway, it says, Skeptic Overlord, have you ever had a strange experience? What is your personal opinion on the whole UFO alien conspiracy? I know.
That's a tough one. I'm on the fence in several ways. I have a couple times in my life where I've looked up in the sky and I've seen strange colored light behaving weirdly. But that's the extent of it. Nothing more than that. I tend to think most of the UFOs that are reported and seen are exactly that, unidentified flying objects that are likely experimental aircraft, and the reportings of which are closely watched by the military to see what people think they are.
Right.
As far as the alien conspiracy, things like that, I mean, for a long time I felt that we're not so remarkable that aliens would travel all that great distance just to come and, take pieces of our cows.
Yeah. I mean,
but then again, you know, that's what got me involved in conspiracies and covers and cover-ups in the first place, is my involvement with MUFON in the late 70s. And, you know, I definitely think there's something going on. I'm in the realm now of more probable than not that there has been some degree of contact with an extraterrestrial civilization of some type. And I do think that that is being maybe not so much covered up, but prevented from coming out by the government agencies involved.
Okay. If you have a question for Skeptic Overlord and you'd like to hear it ask on his weekly show, please go to the show threads and go to the information, and you'll see Ask Skeptic Overlord, and post your question.
And we'd also like to strongly suggest to please peruse through the questions that have already been asked, so you don't ask a duplicate question.
Right. And for everyone that's answered by the Skeptic Overlord, we're going to award you 1,500 applause points. And I will post on those, the ones that have been answered, so everybody knows. We're going to do them in order, so you kind of have some idea of possibly when your particular question is going to be answered by Skeptic. Okay, let's get to the last one. I mean, this last week has been like a soap opera. You know, everybody wants to know, and I mean, there's been posts on it, there's been positions and statements made by people, but what's the bottom line on the John Lear thing?
What John Lear thing? I don't know. Oh, well, that John Lear thing.
Yeah, right? That John Lear.
Yeah, what's that? Well, you know, we had an event happen in a thread that was the beginnings of a public argument amongst conspiracy masters. And there were some activity there that looked like, you know, maybe we need to ban one of them or something. So what I did is I just put a posting ban on all involved and tried to work things out through email behind the scenes.
Which you've done before on occasion.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Right.
Typically, that's what we try to do with any longstanding member. And As things worked out that day, the one conspiracy master involved, you know, fessed up, said, "Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. And I'm sorry. I'll just avoid the topic from now on. And, you know, apologies and genuflections and all that. And good, everything's fine. Unbanned everyone. But you know, it didn't go that easy with John. Unfortunately, he somehow saw our efforts at trying to resolve a public argument, what was shaping up to be a public argument." And trying to resolve that behind the scenes so that, you know, we just didn't have drama on the boards. And everyone knows we always try to avoid that whenever possible.
Exactly.
And we heard through someone, he wasn't, I mean, I was sending him emails after that, and Mark was, and then he wasn't responding to that. And then we finally heard through someone else that he was no longer going to be posting on ATS. So, okay, then we thought that was his way of getting us word that he was resigning as the conspiracy master status. So we shut down his forum. His account wasn't banned, and we moved his threads to the I think a highly appropriate place, the Skunkworks forum, and put up an index of all of the more important threads so that people can still find him. Actually, if you go to the address that used to be for his forum, it now gets redirected to that index, so people can still find all of these threads relatively easy.
Right.
You know, and we thought, you know, we'd just try to give things a dignified exit rather than dragging things into some kind of public drama.
Of course.
And I guess that's not going to happen as well as we had hoped. There's at least in my case, there's no hard feelings. Things just didn't work out for whatever reason. And, you know, I hope John, you know, still finishes what he's been trying to accomplish. I just don't think it's going to happen on ATS.
You know, I think it's unfortunate that things got to a point to where everybody kind of wanted to take their ball and go home, you know, with between the two conspiracy masters. But, you know, this has nothing to do whatsoever with how people personally feel as an individual about John Lear. John's been a good friend to Johnny and I, and he's done some really funny shows, And I can't wish him nothing but the absolute best in any endeavor that he continues on. And I just wish him all the best in the world.
Yeah, if he was persona non grata, we wouldn't have created an index. We wouldn't make sure people can still find his threads easily.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just not that way.
Yeah.
Can I ask one quick thing here of you, Bill?
Sweet.
All right. There are a lot of people that seem to think that the arena known as Skunk Works is like at the bottom of the totem pole. Would you please tell everybody that that is not the case? I mean, Skunk Works is actually a wonderful area.
We've seen a lot of conflicting opinions about Skunk Works over the time, and it was created because we needed a place for all of the highly speculative discussions in any form. It's not just UFOs and aliens or paranormal. It's anything. I mean, there's 9/11 topics in there. There's political conspiracy topics in there. There's even some secret societies and New World Order topics in there, in addition to, you know, the reptilian threads. And I think maybe the fact that we moved the reptilian threads there is what's cause for the thinking that it's the garbage heap forum. But in reality, it's the place where we stretch our imaginations, that we challenge ourselves to think, not so much, you know, we just throw the box out the window, not just outside the box. We're just talking about, you know, so far beyond the box, we don't even know a box exists.
Right.
Kind of discussion. And, you know, always we've tried to support the ability to push ourselves that way and discover what are the limits of our imagination. Because as we speculate on these conspiracies, we have to know the upper limit of what might be before we can come back down and zero in on what is. And really, that's the intent of the Skunk Works Forum.
And so it is not the kiss of death, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean,
I know.
It's actually one of my favorite forums.
Mine, so too.
I think the thing that throws people off is, you know, they assimilate skunk with Pepe Le Pew and the PU thing, you know.
We took the name Skunk Works from the secret high technology program of the U.S. government.
Yeah, I knew.
I mean, that's where all the best brains, all the best scientists, and all the best engineers spent their time in the Skunk Works program.
And I believe
that's
even
where we got the name.
I believe even Stanton Friedman was a part of Skunk Works in the early years.
Indeed. I mean, so that was the epitome of secret projects. That was the code name, and,
right.
And that's why we took the name.
Right. All right, well, let's move on. It's time for our weekly installment. I haven't told him what you said yet, Bill, but he's going to hear it on his show. That we're going to see how the Johnny Utah thing works this week. I've given him a little bit of different things to do. Let's see how he does it.
Is he going to be funny this week?
Oh, ouch!
Johnny Utah.
Hey, Johnny, you've got Dave, Johnny, and the Billmaker on here. What you got going on this week in the politics land, brother?
Well, right now, I got to tell you, I'm in Chicago, and I got an exclusive for you. I'm in the main temple to the cult of the Obama. I don't know if you'd be surprised how many people are here. And what they're doing, I got high priests standing around. They're doing incantations and they're casting spells to make Hillary keep crying. They're gonna. I'm sorry, I just smelled some of the incense right there. They're gonna keep. They're gonna keep the propaganda going, but they don't call it propaganda. They call it ads. I'm sorry. And one of the things, well, the main ad, we get to watch this all the time. I don't know if you've seen it, it's just we got like 45 screens in here, and it's the Yes We Can video. Have you seen that?
Is that the one where all the actors have associated themselves with Obama?
Yeah, it's a black and white one. It's a split screen, and he's talking on one side, and they're singing his lyrics on the other one. It's just beautiful. And I got to tell you, I haven't been moved by a black and white film. It's it's been probably, I got to say, like the 1940s, it was a black and white film that did that for me. It had this little short white guy in it. Funny mustache. I can't remember his name, but anyway.
Mini-Me? Was it Mini-Me?
Yeah, he looked a lot like, he looked a lot like a guy named Hitler, but I'm not sure.
Well, he wasn't that short. Well, maybe he was. All right. What about the Obama girl? Is she there? God, she's hot.
She is. She got me in here. That's the reason, that's the way I got in. I used to date her a while back. So.
Did you really?
I did. She snuck me in. And but I got to tell you, I haven't seen the city this excited since Jim Jones was in town. They are just going crazy for this guy. It's real nice. We're going to have the service. We're at the end of the service. Obama, he's going to body surf over everyone. That way we can touch him.
Yeah. Can I offer a suggestion to you, Johnny?
What's that?
Yeah, don't drink the Kool-Aid or the punch.
Well, I was just going to say that. There's a guy, he's got a megaphone. He's talking about this little reception they're going to have.
Yeah.
And they're offering free Kool-Aid back there.
Yeah,
I'm
don't do it.
Skipping that.
Yeah, just say
okay.
No.
Well, I just want to make sure. I just want to check with you guys on that one.
Yeah,
well,
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, the only question I got is, I mean, is Oprah there?
Oprah is. She's kind of hooded. She's wearing a black hood, and she's veiled. But you can tell it, sir. You can tell that big Oprah head.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, the bobblehead, the bobble Oprah.
Her and Ted Oprah. Kennedy, they got the similar bobblehead. It's yeah, just
I like that. All right. Well, listen, good report. So where are you going from Chicago? Where are we going to hear from you from next week?
Well, I'm probably going to go to the South Pole. I heard that there's some politics going on down there that I might be able to catch wind of.
You're going to the South Pole?
I am. I am on the go. I got to tell you, I'm on the go. I heard
what the hell's going on at the South Pole that you're going to the South Pole for?
I don't know. The,
want to see which one's colder?
Well, no, the Emperor Penguins with the Amish Penguins or whatever, they got a little protest going on, so I got to figure out what's going on with that.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Okay, well, we'll talk to you next time, Johnny. You take care of yourself. Stay warm down in the South Pole, and we'll see you next week.
All right. If you don't hear back from me, the Obama got me.
Yeah, stay away from the Kool-Aid. Stay away from the light, Carol Ann.
All right.
See you later.
Bye, Johnny.
Well, we've beat this horse all weekend. So, boss, you got any last-minute flowers you want to throw out to anybody?
Nah, I don't think so. I think that's enough for one day.
Yeah, if we can recover next week, we'll be back for another Skeptic Overlord show. So until then, I am Dave Rabbit.
And I'm Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Bill.
And we'll see you next time on the Skeptic Overlord Show at AboveTopSecret.com, part of the Above Network LLC.
This is Bob. He's a hardworking 30-something male that is well-liked at the office. But Bob is hiding a secret affliction that he's hidden all his life. You see, Bob suffers from what has just been recently diagnosed as politicus uneducatus. Fortunately for Bob and millions of sufferers like him, there is help available for the politically uninformed. And it's available free 24 hours a day to anyone connected to the internet. All Bob has to do is type in www.abovepolitics.com and his disease soon will disappear completely. With Above Politics, Bob can now be informed in what's happening not only with the U.S., but also in the worldwide politics arena. It doesn't matter if it's liberal, conservative, socialized, moderate, or other, Bob can't help but become better educated. He'll soon be up to speed on important issues on topics like the economy, military and security action, energy and science, religious and spiritual influences. And when it comes to finding out the latest on the political players' motivation and sentiments, Bob now will know the difference from the left and the right and everything in between. If you cringe at political discussions around the water cooler like Bob does, grab a pen and paper now and write this web address down. www.abovepolitics.com. It will change your life forever.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.